You know, there are some things you shouldn't see up close. In fact, if you never had to ever see them, you could die happy. Last week, I had the dubious pleasure of gazing upon one of these things, color photographs of my back teeth. Technology is part of this, of course. I mean, just because it is possible to see your back teeth up close doesn't mean you should. Like the photographs of my colon the gastroenterologist sent me home with last year. What was I supposed to do with those? Make Christmas cards out of them? Anywho, I bit the bullet and went to the dentist last week. I confess, it had been a year, so I was due. This place has changed a lot since Dr. Ryder retired. Dr. Ryder and me went way back. He was kind of old school, more like a car mechanic who's trying to save your money. I could put a crown on it, Ida, but I think there's enough tooth for us to get by with a filling. It'll be a big one, but it's on a molar, so no one will notice. Come to think of it, sometimes Dr. Ryder's technique was more like a car mechanic's, too. He'd have his hands in your mouth trying to strong-arm something into place, and I'd hear Patty, his assistant, in the background saying, "Easy, Dr. Ryder, there's a person attached to that mouth." Well, you should see the place now. This young fellow, Dr. Dorfman, took it over, and he redid the whole practice with new paint and carpets and jazzy artwork on the walls and, of course, the latest equipment. Plus, there's dental school to pay for, so he's very big on selling you his treatment plan. I think that's how they're training him these days. Let me tell you, Dr. D's an artist, the way he matches tooth color and size, and he's real gentle. I remember when I shook his hand at the meet and greet, his skin was as soft as a baby's. Becky, my hygienist, is still there. What a sweetheart. She did the x-rays and the gum poking thing, which I hate. Then it was on to the scraping and polishing. Then she says, "I'm going to take pictures of your teeth so you can see what I'm looking at." "Okay," I says, a little nervous. Becky had this little camera on the end of a flexi cord, and she fooled around in my mouth with it, snapping shots and recording them on their computer. Gone are the little paper charts with illustrations of teeth. Now it's all on the monitor right in front of you. Then she showed me the pictures. Boy, oh boy, was I ever shocked. Unlike an x-ray where it's hard to make out what you're seeing, with the photos you're actually looking at your teeth, up close and personal. "See how this molar is mostly filling and there's a bit broken off here," Becky says. "Then you can see here where you have two teeth with different kinds of fillings almost buttoned up against each other, and it looks like there's a hairline crack right here. This is an area of concern, Ida." Area of concern, I'm thinking. You bet I'm concerned. How did those big yellow horse teeth get in my mouth? My front teeth are normal size and pretty good looking. I use them whitening strips. But apparently in the back, I have big yellow horse teeth with fillings that are hanging on for dear life. These photos are a great sales tool, though. I couldn't sign up for my treatment plan fast enough, $10,000. But we're going to chip away at it bit by bit. We start phase one in January. I'm thinking a couple of teeth a year for 5 years, and I'll have a movie star mouth by 2021. It won't be attached to a movie star body, of course, but what can you do? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.